It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Joining us on the phone, Dave Green with the Wheat Quality Council. And Dave, you guys are gearing up for another tour for wheat growers. Tell us the details.
Well, we're excited about it. We've been doing this now for, I've been doing it for 45 years, so I've been out there a long time. But the tour's even older than that. It's kind of a tradition to go out, and we invite everybody, millers and bakers and agronomy people, the state wheat commissions. We have growers on the tour, so we've got a great cross-section of people that all have this in common, that they like to learn more about the wheat crop. So we will start the 13th in the afternoon, and we'll have everybody sign in, and we assign them to drivers and routes. So there'll be probably 25 cars that we'll have driving around on designated routes that we run on every year. They'll all use the same yield formula that we've gotten from the government. And it's a chance for people, you know, I'd say it this way. If there's 70 people on the tour this year, 50 of them will have never been in a wheat field before. So this is very much a training opportunity for people. And it gives them a chance to get out and see how to, you know, what the terms are, what the diseases are, what the yield prospects are, and actually learn a lot about the crop over the next 3 days.
You mentioned this is a multi-state tour, Dave. What do you guys expect to see as you travel throughout the region?
Well, I haven't spent too much time, you know, fretting about it. I watch the crop ratings for the various states. Again, we'll be in southern Nebraska. We'll cover all of Kansas and then northern Oklahoma. And then we'll have a group drive in from Colorado, and they'll give us a report on what their crop looks like. But we're hearing that, you know, the crop looked exceptionally good at planting time, and it grew and maybe grew a little too tall, but the crop looked pretty decent in most places because of the fall rains that we had. And now that it's springtime and we really need the moisture, it's been a little slower. And so the crop conditions are declining slightly. And so I expect we're going to all be hoping when we get out there that they've had some rain to finish off what could be a real nice crop.
If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Dave Green of the Wheat Quality Council. They are gearing up for their hard winter wheat tour again coming up in May. You had mentioned, Dave, that a lot of these people may have never seen a wheat field when they're going on these tours. What's important to communicate to them as they're on these tours coming up in May?
Well, it's there are terms like heading and mesh and kernels per spikelet, you know, and tillers and stalks, and you know, none of those terms mean anything to people who haven't been in a wheat field. I remember the first one day I was driving, I had new people that had never been out there, and the first thing the guy said was he never thought wheat was green. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, every picture of wheat he'd ever seen is at harvest, where it's brown. So he had expected the whole wheat crop to be brown. So these people are, you know, I guess the story I'd tell you is, in the old days, almost all the agriculture jobs were filled by agriculture kids, you know, by sons and daughters of farmers. That is lessened over time. I mean, that there are too many good ag jobs now, and there are not enough ag kids. And so we find ourselves with a lot of people who are talented, smart, educated, but they've never been involved in agriculture. So there's a real need in the industry to train these people up so that they can get a little running start. And it's not as natural for them as it is for the kids that grew up growing wheat. So it's a real great opportunity where we're actually getting out of the car and we're looking at wheat over wide distances and actually giving them a chance to visualize what the wheat looks like, how it grows, how it makes yield, and, you know, and what kind of diseases people are going to be talking about over the course of time.
Yeah, very insightful. Well, Dave, want to remind folks that the Wheat Quality Council's tour will be coming up in May. Remind us the details for folks.
Well, it's going to be May 13th through 16th, and we will. It's 3 days of crop scouting. We're going to go out Tuesday the 14th, and we'll ride from Manhattan to Colby. And then from Colby, we'll ride six different routes down to Wichita. And then on Thursday the 16th, we'll drive a half a day back to Manhattan and have a wrap-up session and send them on their way.
All right. That's Dave Green with the Wheat Quality Council joining us. And for more information, you can go to wheatqualitycouncil.org. I'm Alex Makovica for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.